Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Darryl Davis Black and Green. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, been off for a couple of weeks. My daughter and I moved into a new apartment. She had surgery the same week, so it was nutty. We're still in transition. She's healing. We're still moving stuff in, and things are settling down a little bit. So I wanted to do this this quick episode and just first of all, thank everybody, our listeners, our subscribers. I want to impress upon folks how important it is to spread the news about this show, share the links. This is a movement. We have to get to the point where we can make 1,000 phone calls to our congressmen or to a corporation that is discriminating or polluting our air and water. And we're well on our way. I'm very excited about the growth and popularity of Darryl Davis Black and Green. Please subscribe. I'm banking on people to subscribe to this program to help me supplement my income and offset expenses, which have been significant over the years. As you know, I've been arrested and put on trial for speaking up for the Black community. I don't expect that to change, but I just want to point out, you know, if you've been following the news, you see that New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been in the news. I've talked about how the Democratic Party, in my mind, is one of the biggest oppressors of Black people today. We vote in record numbers for Democrats. In many communities, we Black voters are the margin of victory, and we get little to nothing in return, except, and nothing against Eric personally. I've worked with him in the past. I've said, not on this program, but in private to people who know me, that I don't expect Eric Adams to make it out of his first term. I've seen him up close. I don't think he has good judgment. I think that if he was a boxer, he would be one of those people taking steroids. I just feel that Eric can do just about anything to get where he wants to go. And I always felt it would get him in trouble. And here we are. But the bigger point is how the Democratic Party, which is racist, which is corrupt, will only run Blacks that will not speak up for the Black community. I'm based in Westchester County. You can't find a Black elected official who is standing up against the gentrification that is sweeping Westchester County. You can't find one Black elected official that uses the word racism, gentrification. You just don't see it. Along with that is you have the NAACP, which in reality is just an arm of the Democratic Party. So although I'm based in Westchester County and active throughout the Hudson Valley, my hometown of Peekskill, we fought ferociously to save public housing, to save gentrification. Can't get the NAACP to help because it's Democrats who are doing this. Racist, gentrifying Democrats beholden to real estate interest. And so when myself and the Committee for Justice, which is the organization I head, and our allies stand victoriously, by the way, year after year after year after year, I reached out to the clergy to help fight this fight. I reached out to the NAACP. They're on the Democratic Party plantation, and they're not going to help us. And so the Black voters in Peekskill, you know, it's an ugly, cynical scenario where these Democrats knock on your door and you vote for them. And behind closed doors, they're undermining your rights. They're trying to displace you. They're trying to mass evict you illegally. And it's past time that we say these things out loud and publicly and stop tiptoeing around the issue, because the racist Democratic Party gives you the appearance of you having a Black mayor. And I've said this repeatedly, you have nothing. They have a Black mayor. This Black mayor is there to get rid of your Black butts, to get rid of the Kiley Center, to get rid of Bowman Towers. And I spoke a few weeks ago at the Peekskill City Council meeting, And Mayor Vivian McKenzie tried to shut me down with a rule that violates free speech, with a rule that was put in place about 12 or 13 years ago by the racist former mayor, Mary Foster, to try to stifle free speech among black people at the city council meetings. The rule basically says they put this in place during our, in the middle of our struggle to save public housing, that from now on, you can only speak about things we put on the agenda. And so what they would do to this room full of black people is stack the agenda, turning a half an hour session into an hour, 2 hours, making people wait to the very end of the meeting. And sometimes they got up and walked out on us, but then we would be able to speak. And it was punitive. It was an attempt to break our spirits. I mean, they're in violation of open government law, which the ruling that we got from the commission at the time was that the city can deny you participation. In other words, they don't have to have a session of citizens desiring to be heard. But if they have it, they can't tell you what to talk about. And so they're violating free speech. They're violating open government laws. And it's being enforced right now by Vivian McKenzie, Mayor Vivian McKenzie, a black woman who was there serving real estate interest and not the black community. She's appointing housing commissioners who are racist and part of the gentrification industry. Developers, they build housing, they're friends with housing developers. They benefit from getting rid of public housing and in particular Bowman Towers and Peekskill. And these are the people she's appointing to this board. So I got up there to say these things and she interrupted me. She says, oh, does this have anything to do with an item on the agenda? And I said, no, it doesn't. But I've been coming here for 40 years being a voice for this community and I'm going to be heard. And she called the police. Now, what law was I breaking? What difference does it make if I have my 3 minutes then or at the end of the meeting? It's only 3 minutes. And so what she is doing is what the racists have historically done in Peekskill, is try to arrest free speech, try to arrest the uncovering of racism, trying to arrest the uncovering of corruption that's going on in Peekskill. And sadly, the Committee for Justice has been at the forefront with our allies almost alone. A good majority of the people who live in public housing go to these black churches, and pastor hasn't been to one freaking meeting. It's us. And when they arrest me and I go on trial and I have legal fees, we write to the Pastors Association and, hey, can you kick in for expenses since we're doing your job? And the answer is always no. And so we're on our own. And so you have Vivian McKenzie, you have these black Democrats who ain't doing anything for you. And it's time that we start. And by the way, I believe that there are more progressives in the Democratic Party than racist. That's a hard argument to prove, but I will say this. Progressives, environmentalists, anti-racists, I think that we have to separate those voters from the Democratic Party leadership. They're not one and the same. Just as I separate the congregations in these black churches from pastor. Pastor is on the take. Pastors being given money to run daycare centers and build housing and be able to set up a corporation and augment their salary. And, you know, they're on the take. But I go to pastor because the congregation supports us. I go to the NAACP, not for the leadership who sold you out and it's not a voice for you, but I go to the NAACP because the membership supports us. And so as we go forward, brothers and sisters, and I just want to say, you know, I'm talking a little low today, a little bit tired, but also I don't want to disturb my daughter who's who's not far from where I'm at, and it was healing from surgery. But these things need to be said. It looks like we're getting ready to go to battle again to save Bowman Towers in Peekskill, to save our Kiley Center against a racist, corrupt Democratic Party. A lot of them are upset because I reached out to a Republican congressman who is being very helpful, who's writing to HUD on our behalf, and they want to find out where this $300,000 is that the Peekskill Housing Authority can't account for. It's actually more than that. And I've been writing letters and emails to HUD for 15 freaking years, probably close to 200, and not one response, not one audit. HUD is also part of the problem. Anyway, listen, I'm going to wind this program down, but please share the links on Facebook. Please become a paid subscriber. It's only $9 a month. Tell your friends, get on board. This is not just a talk show. This is a movement. And always remember, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Darryl Davis Black and Green. Let me start by, for those of you who even noticed, I was off the air for a couple of weeks. Last episode, I had mentioned that I was dealing with life, you know, a surgery for my daughter, who, by the way, is doing wonderful, up and about. And we also moved. So I also last week got hacked. And I see a lot of you on Facebook copying and pasting something about, since Apple has charged me $3 or whatever, I want to let Facebook know I'm not turning over the rights to my blah, blah. Listen, you better call Apple and find out if that is actually them. I got hacked because I saw a couple of insignificant charges to my credit card that said Apple.com. And to my own fault that it wasn't more diligent, because I do purchase space, data space for my phone and for my computer, and it comes out to about $3 and some change a month. And so I didn't pay any mind, but it turned into a horror story where my Apple network was infected with a virus called Clampy. That's C-L-A-I-M-P-I, I believe. And it was making purchases on my other card. So it wasn't really that it was on my card or my bank account. It was actually in my Apple network. So I got suspicious and I called them. And I looked, and this thing had been hitting my card literally under the radar. Again, my own fault, not enough due diligence for a few months. But then the big purchases hit. It was flagged by Citibank. No, I did not make large purchases in Germany and China on the same day. But you paid the bill anyway, which I hate banks. But I'll get that money back within 90 days. All right. So look, if you're seeing these little minor charges, say Apple.com, you're probably hacked. Call Apple and find out about it. It's not Facebook charging you for the rights to your photos and all that other BS. So be careful. The other thing I want to tell you, I will be releasing a spoken word audio product on Amazon. It's called The Framing of Darryl Davis. The title says it all. The title says it all. And just an ugly story. Now, I do have the ability, I think, you know, people who know me personally think I have a loose screw, because as I tell some of the most ugly stories about my life as an activist, being arrested, roughed up by police, illegally banned from public meetings, being sued, being fired, being framed on my job, you know, it's always accompanies laughter on my part. And some people say, you know, bro, I think you got a loose screw there. But I think I just have this uncanny ability to step outside of a situation so that it doesn't affect my my health, my blood pressure, or even my state of mind. But this is a very ugly story. It's important that I tell it because it's important that you know who your friends are and who your enemies are and what their agenda is and how the Democratic Party is now employing disloyal, incompetent blacks to hold the position of elected officials, whether that's mayor or county legislator. These people are not a voice for you, and they will never be a voice for you. They're there to serve the interests of the racist, corrupt Democratic Party. I'm in the process of working with our Republican Congressman, Mike Lawler, in Westchester County on ongoing, not only corruption, but racism, disenfranchisement of a whole community, specifically Bowman Towers, public housing, where they've gone after this property for displacement for, yes, 40 years. I know because in 1984, I had to fight to save Bowman Towers from the first wave of right-wing racist politics, gentrifiers. And we've successfully fought that off for the last 40 years. And so now today, the Democratic Party has gotten a little bit more sophisticated with their oppression. They're using people that look just like you and me to do their dirty work. And now we're calling them out. You know, Malcolm warned us about this game. He called them handkerchief head Negroes, where the white power structure pulls them out of their pocket when they need them and use them against us. But we know that game, and we're ready for it, and we're fighting it successfully. I'll be giving updates and reports about what's going on with the corruption in Peekskill, my hometown, centered around Bowman Towers mostly, but involving local city government. For example, bills were paid out of housing authority money, bills that belong to the city of Peekskill. Just as an example, another example is the disenfranchisement of the community by keeping tenants off the housing authority board, which HUD mandates so that they can vote things that are detrimental to the residents, such as policies that force residents to fall behind in rent. For example, if you are now one penny short on your monthly rent, they refuse the rent, so now you're 2 months short. And God forbid you get a flat tire or a car problem and you need to get it fixed so you can go to work to get caught up on your rent, and then you're further behind. So all this stuff is calculated. It's vicious. This is what Peekskill has been doing under the misleadership of Mayor Vivian McKenzie, appointing people to the Housing Authority Board who are hostile to black people, brown people, and poor whites in an attempt to displace that whole community. I'm calling them out. They came after me, the framing of Daryl Davis. I'm going to tell that whole freaking story. I need people to buy this. It'll be as much a contribution to the work that I do as an educational, as a warning to who your friends and enemies are, as a lesson in strategy and what to do to survive these attacks on our communities. And so look out for that. That'll be coming out soon. But all in all, you know, we're ending the year. I want to say this to folks also, because I get a lot of calls from people who they're being evicted or they can't find housing and they can't find a job. I want to end this year by saying it is not you. It is the politicians who are no longer looking out for the interests of the citizens. We are being fleeced as a people. The corporations are now in full control with very small pockets of democracy, with very, very few voices looking out for the interests of the people. You know, deregulation is gone. These corporations are swooping in and hitting mostly working class and poor people with fees on top of fees, and late fees and overdrawn fees. And I don't know one millionaire who calls Verizon and say, hey, can I get a repayment plan? I'm a little short this week. You know, no, these are all attacks on us because your elected officials are no longer looking out for your interests. And things are about to collapse and get ugly in America. Be a part of a movement, because that's the only way change is going to happen. And it is happening. People are waking up every day nationally, even though the corporate media is not reporting on it but it is happening. So get involved, be a part of that. So it's not you. They're not making jobs with a living wage because the corporations are greedy. Look at Amazon. These people are being injured to get your products out next day or 2 day service and being worked like slaves. And Jeff Bezos refuses to give these people a working wage. And this man is only hoarding money. Like, what do you can't spend the money he has in 100 lifetimes. So why are they allowing him to hoard all this money, to not pay taxes? It's criminal. And if he wasn't hoarding it, that money would be in the economy. The corporations, yes, it would cut into their profits. So what? They are entities. You are a human being and a family. We got to call them out. We got to hold these elected officials accountable. So brothers and sisters, it's not you. I'm talking about people I know personally who have always worked and they're struggling and they're homeless or being evicted or can't get a job or can't pay their bills. We are being fleeced. You have to be a part of a movement. Just wanted to get this episode in again. You know, we're going into the new year. I am hopeful across the board. I'm hopeful that more and more people are waking up to the vicious game that's being played in America. I am hopeful that the residents of Peekskill are ready for change. We are actively looking for people to run for office in Peekskill for mayor and council. We're looking to do a Democratic primary. We're also going after the county legislator seat held by the do-nothing Negro Colin Smith. Yeah, I know he's pretty and wears nice suits. But as he delivered one job, Colin was in on my frame up to get me off the battlefield so that they can mass evict Bowman Towers and dismantle our community center. He has to go. And he wants to bring the Boys and Girls Club here, bring in a organization with a history of pedophilia and get rid of the local staff who we've trusted our kids with. And so we're going to be registering people to vote. At least one woman of color has come forward and expressed an interest to be a part of our movement and our ticket. And we're going forward. So listen, you know, stay positive, stay careful. There's some hacking going on. Do your spiritual work, whether that's going to church or praying or meditating. As Dr. King said, we have some difficult days ahead. But our goal is only to move the goalposts forward. We don't have to secure the victory. We just got to do our part, train a new generation to do their part. And God willing, we'll see real substantial change in this country and the world. That's it, brothers and sisters. I'm going to wind this episode down again. Share this program with your friends, with your family. Please become a paid subscriber. You can click on the button subscribe and it'll walk you through it and be a part of some movement, something. Not the NAACP because they don't do anything but advance their own individual careers. I got to put that out there. Be a part of a movement. And remember, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.